your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
Oscar Pistorius's conviction for killing his girlfriend has been changed from manslaughter to murder. An appeals judge has said last year's verdict was confusing and flawed. The athlete, who's currently under house arrest, will face a new sentencing hearing in the new year. Legal expert Llewellyn Ca-Lewis says it's inevitable he'll be spending a lot more time behind bars.
I cannot see Oscar Pistorius getting out of jail before the expiration of at least 6 years. It's a long time of imprisonment that is on the horizon for Oscar. Let's be clear about that. I cannot see any other justifiable sentence other than direct imprisonment.
Islamic State's oil infrastructure in eastern Syria has been the first target of RAF bombing raids in the country. Nicola has the details for the update.
Well, missions began just an hour after MPs gave their approval to expand airstrikes.
The eyes to the right, 397. The nose to the left, 223.
Just two of Kent's MPs weren't in favour of military action. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis watched yesterday's debate.
The Gresham MP Adam Holloway, a former soldier who has served in that region, said that the action would not do anything to resolve the longer term problems. And there was also a dissenting voice in the form of Gordon Henderson, the sitting-born and Sheppey MP.
Another six typhoon jets and two tornadoes have now set off to join forces already based in Cyprus. Sevenoaks MP Michael Fallon is the Defence Secretary.
There are plenty more of these targets throughout eastern and northern Syria, which we hope to be striking in the next few days and weeks.
This is KMFM News.
There's going to be major disruption to bus services in part of Kent as drivers go on strike. Arriva staff have confirmed they're going to walk out in Medway tomorrow and Monday after failing to reach a compromise over new timetables. A company spokesman has said they're disappointed the strikes are going ahead and are willing to meet staff at any time to try and find a resolution. Police have confirmed no suspicious package has been found following a security alert at the universities of Medway. Officers were called yesterday afternoon to the library at Chatham Maritime, which is used by students from the unis of Kent, Greenwich and Canterbury Christchurch. KMFM's been told inquiries are ongoing. The expansion of a science park in Kent is in doubt after the site was put up for sale. Kent Science Park in Sittingbourne announced a 20-year plan in the summer to create more than 4,000 jobs. It's now been confirmed the park's owner has put it on the market along with four others for £95 million. A two-day consultation on plans to transform the site of the former Manston Airport in Kent is getting underway today. The people who own the Thanet site want to invest £1 billion, building 2,500 homes and a business park. They've called the site Stonehill Park and reckon it could create 16,000 jobs. Ray Mallon is a spokesman.
What we want to do is engage the public to see what they think. One of the big issues when I've been talking to the public recently hasn't been about 2,500 houses, it's about the exact location of them. And then with others, the quality, you know, what will they look like?
You can see the plans at the Pegwell Bay Hotel in Ramsgate today and the Holiday Inn in Ramsgate tomorrow. Thousands of hoverboards have been seized by trading standards authorities over fears they could explode. The gadgets, which are tipped to be big sellers this Christmas, were found at ports without fuses or with chargers that could overheat. Last month, bosses in Kent warned about boards being sold with dodgy batteries that could explode. And Sir Bruce Forsyth won't be hosting the Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special because of health reasons. He underwent keyhole surgery in the middle of last month and is still in recovery. Claudia Winkleman will host the show instead alongside Tess Daly.
KMFM Sport.
In football, the Gillingham managers praised the club chairman for the support he's had so far this season. Justin Edinburgh says he's really enjoying working with Paul Scully, who recently moved back to Kent.
I think we've built up a really good friendship. I think that's really helped since he moved back from Dubai. Being here with him on a day-to-day basis has really strengthened that friendship and that work friendship as well.
The Jewels, who are currently fourth in League One, have got a weekend off because they're out of the FA Cup. Elsewhere, FIFA's proposal to increase the number of teams playing at a World Cup finals from 32 to 40 countries will be further debated. The executive committee hasn't made a final decision on the idea at its latest meeting in Zurich. If it's finally approved, it's expected to come in for the 2026 tournament. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with Kent Online. KMFM.co.uk.